Welcome to Postcast tonight. The Utah Jazz blow out the Brooklyn Nets, won their third straight, complete this part of the homestand as you'd expect, and now head out on the road. We'll talk about all of that coming up on Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store, 600 South, 20th East. Get all your weekend needs for the Sunday as well as upcoming week at the store. Check out the June pies that are in town, all the rest of the fun stuff. Should I bring the ice cream on the plane?
I think that's a great idea, David.
Stop at the store and get the ice cream?
Yeah, bring it on the plane and you and I will share it.
Is there a freezer on the plane?
There is. There has to be some kind of refrigeration on there, don't you think?
I don't know. It's a prime day tomorrow for the coffee shop to open.
Or we can do a try. Just bring it.
I think I'll open the coffee. You don't really care. You want to know about the Jazz game. Let's do that instead. All right, so the Jazz tonight really just kind of blew this game open early on a 27-2 run. And as simple as it is, when you get a 27-2 run, it's over. That's pretty basic and simple. That run was almost entirely predicated on, it happened fast. Like, they got up on a 8-0, 12-0 run really fast, like 2 minutes. And then the defense clamped in. Then the offense missed some shots, but the defense never relented in that stretch. And it leaked from the first quarter into the second quarter, and they ran away.
That's what I was about to say. It started in that first quarter after the Jazz were down about 7 or 8 points in that time. And then it carried over into that second quarter. Now scored, ended up outscoring them anyway but in that second quarter by 10 points.
All right, we apologize. We tried to go live onto the computer again because it's got a better camera than off my phone, and somehow they can't hear you. They can only hear me. Okay. So on the audio version of this on Postcast, everyone can hear fine. So we apologize. You'll have to try to decipher lip reading if you're live with Ron. I thought, and I talked to the new Brooklyn Nets crew over here for a minute, they just quickly were like, Gobert changes everything. Like, we're not very good tonight, but Gobert changed everything. And what jumps out to me the most when Rudy's having a good game is that players like D'Angelo Russell and Caris LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie are now taking different shots than they want to take or they're used to taking, and the rhythm of their game is completely blown apart.
We've heard this before. I mean, Rudy, I mean, the respect that Rudy has around the league we're getting this mostly from the broadcasters, and you know, they see their respective team night in and night out, and they know when what's affecting the basketball game. Rudy does this to every basketball team. It changes the way they approach the rim. It changes the whole structure of their offense. So defense with him is his signature.
The interesting one tonight in many ways was the mid-range game, because both these teams were analytically some of the best defensive teams in the league as well as offensively they want to be. A lot of mid-range shots tonight. Brooklyn ended up taking 39 mid-range shots. They were 9 of 39. The Jazz, who don't take very many mid-range shots and haven't taken more than 15 in about five games, took 29 today. They were just 8 of 29. So that kind of little gamesmanship inside of the game that was taking place, where the defenses were denying threes and denying the rim, forcing the offenses to take mid-range shots tonight, kind of goes back to one of our ongoing conversations we've had for a while. Defenses dictate where offenses shoot, and we saw it tonight from the Jazz and the Nets.
Well, we watch shoot around. We listen to Quinn talk about, you know, where what they're giving up and what they want to take away. And for the most part, basically that's what it is. They want to give up, you know, certain shots. You've heard Quinn say, well, if we get beat by this, it's on me. But this is what they want to give up. So you gear your defense to give up certain shots, and knowing that Rudy's there in the middle to protect you.
And the Jazz are trying to contest those mid-range shots a little. Even though they're willing to give them up, they don't want them to just be free rhythm looks. They want to have them just be enough contested. The area where the Jazz really made the difference tonight was on the in the paint non-restricted area. Brooklyn was 7 of 29, but at one point was just 4 of 22. They finished 3 of their final 7, and Brooklyn only took 20 shots at the rim all night. This was a defensive display. The Jazz offense was good, but the defense for most of the night was holding Brooklyn to under 0.7 points per trip. It was just an absolute domination by the Jazz, and they win it 114-98.
Well, when the defense is clicking and the Jazz start making threes, awfully tough for any team to beat the Jazz, because the threes are uncontested looks, and you know, Jay Crowder comes in, he's shooting threes. Joe Ingles, who didn't have a great night tonight, even Ricky Rubio didn't have a great night tonight, but Jay Crowder comes on late, knocks down the three. So you know, it's just, you have a ball game like this, and you can just about pinpoint where you want it. without trying to go through the stat sheet and pick out certain things.
Someone's asking if we have a Ricky Rubio problem. I would agree that I don't think that 4 of 27, I think he is, for his last three games, is a script that you can survive with. He's got to be better than that. It is worth noting he went to the free throw line 8 times tonight, so suddenly he took 12 shots, 13 shots to had 12 points. Contrast that to D'Angelo Russell's 25 shots for 20 points, and I actually will take Rubio's 2 of 13 with 8 free throws more than I would take D'Angelo Russell's night, so I think that's worth noting. But Ricky's going to have to shoot it better for the Jazz in bigger games against better teams, and he's always been better on the road than at home for whatever weird reason.
Well, and hopefully that starts to click in. I really like Ricky when he's aggressive like that. Now, he's not making shots, but I really like when he's aggressive, getting into the paint and making a few of those shots. Start in the paint and work your way back out, but he just has to continue to be aggressive, even if he's not making those shots.
All right, 4-game road trip coming up. We'll start it in Washington, D.C. The Wizards are charging. Bradley Beal's dropped 40 seemingly 2 or 3 nights in a row. Then we head to New York, Atlanta, and Chicago, back-to-back with New York and Atlanta. Atlanta's all those teams. Chicago's playing hard. Jim Boylan's fighting people. Atlanta, Trae Young's putting on a show. I mean, it's going to take a really big effort to go get all 4 of these. But what's your thoughts on this trip?
Well, I'm very optimistic that we can get them. And I think the key ball games is going to be between New York and Atlanta, the back-to-back ball games that I would worry about. I think the Jazz can beat Washington. I think they can beat New York. New York is struggling at home. They lose to everybody at home. But I think that I'm really worried about that Atlanta game.
All right. We're heading east. We'll see what happens. Ron and I will be on the calls for you on your drive home. We look forward to it. Have a great one. Sorry for those of you on the audio that wasn't perfect on the live broadcast. Have a good one.